During the third quarter of the 17th century, Count Jean-Gaspard Ferdinand de Marchin, the owner of the estate, restored the original castle dating from the Middle Ages, creating the present façade in the French classical style. The buildings surrounding the main courtyard were laid out harmoniously, with the use of similar red bricks and similar stone window and door casing and pilasters. A document from the 1680s describes the courtyard as follows. A large court in the middle of which is a very fine pool and a fountain that distributes waters both in the chateau and in the lower court. This pool was thus both ornamental and practical in function. It was from here that the chateau and outbuildings took their water supply. The water was conveyed to it by means of ingenious hydraulic equipment, whose construction was ordered by the Count de Marchin. This brought the water up to the pool by means of 8 pumps, driven by a pedal wheel. A century later, Gilles-Antoine Lamarche had a new device built at the foot of the chateau. The water was now conveyed to a new reservoir, incorporated directly in the chateau's square tower. Much later still, following a competition launched in the 19th century by King Leopold II for designs for the water supply to Belgium's main cities, especially Brussels, Paul van Hoogharden submitted a plan in 1887 for the capture of the spring water on the Modave estate. Analyses from that time already described this water as perfectly clear, colorless, odorless, pleasant to the taste, and of a very high quality. The plan was selected and taken up by the Intermunicipal Water Company of Greater Brussels, today called Vivacqua. In 1922, water from Modave first traveled the 100 kilometers to the taps of Brussels. The pool disappeared in the 18th century and was later replaced by a parterre. It was not until the 1870s or 1880s that the present pool with its water jet was fitted at the instigation of the then owner, Frédéric Braconnier. The families who occupied Modave at that time, mainly as a summer residence, were thus able to enjoy the refreshing murmur of water.